This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, recap. Brad's rolling. There is no doubt about that. And not for us, for himself. 2-0 last night.
In your
Pacers.
Face.
Pacers
went
outright.
It's not good.
Pacers went outright as, what, 7.5-point underdogs? They closed 8.5. So
too many points.
You got a bad number, and it still didn't even end up mattering. They went outright. Now, they were down 19 in the second quarter. I mean, it looked bad, but I don't know what happened.
It looks bad to Brad.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the Cavs in that one. They just kind of unplugged, and they never recovered from that. I mean, once Halliburton started making some threes, it was a wrap.
Yep.
And then the Nuggets were competitive all game. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't even as – it was much closer than the score would indicate. I mean, they were tied
with
like
2 minutes.
Fourth
quarter was the difference of that game.
So there's no question that Brad was on the right side of both of those games, which now brings his record to a sparkling 28-19.
Can you believe that?
On the season.
You're 28-19 against the spread.
How's
that happen?
It is so weird.
So last year he was down about 7-8 units.
Yeah.
This year he is up about 7-8 units. So it is all coming out of the wash, which maybe we should have expected. But at any rate, we trudge on. We got two games tonight.
Yeah.
Both closeouts. As we always do, we use bets and odds from ESPN Bet just to make it easy. Boston hosting the Knicks. Boston -4.5. Brad Carson.
Well, after Shams was sitting in the operating room saying that the Celtics were expecting the worst, and then, in fact, the Celtics put out a press release saying that Jason Tatum just finished up surgery, at which time everybody said he just finished up surgery, and sure enough, Tatum, and I hate that, by the way. I mean, we've talked a lot about Tatum being out, but it's sad as hell. But I also don't think this is a resurrection game for the Boston Celtics either. I ain't buying that, and I appreciate what Jason said earlier, and I considered it, and I thought deeply about it. And then I thought about big game Brunson on the other side of the ball. I also thought about +4.5 points, and we've stuck with a theme recently, which is too many points. I think this is going to be in the margin. It's going to be a tight game. I think that the Knicks would like to, you know, slit the throats of the Celtics, proverbial, you know, throats, and end this thing now and get ready to play the Pacers. That's what I think. So I'm going with the Knicks +4.5.
Again, this is kind of reminiscent of the Pacers line to me yesterday. It's like I don't really necessarily understand why the Knicks are underdogs here without Tatum. They're up 3-1 in the series, and Jaylen Brown is hurt. Porzingis has been dealing with mononucleosis or whatever he's got.
Yeah.
And then what do I have? What am I left with? I'm left with, like, the carcass of Drew Holiday and
Horford,
Derrick White, and old man Horford. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I guess I get it because they're at home, but I worry about them just having the wind taken out of them with Tatum. I really do. They could respond the other way. They could say, this is for Tatum. We're going to give our best effort. This is our go-home game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go balls to the wall. We're going to run the Knicks out of the building. Absolutely could happen. It happened in game 3. But that was with Tatum making, you know, 40-footers. I don't know. I guess they have played without Tatum before in the playoffs. I don't remember what game it was. It was against the Magic.
Yeah, and they had a pretty good record without him this year.
Yeah.
Or I think it was. Or yeah. Maybe it was all time. I'm not sure. But it was a solid record. But the issue was he was coming back at those, you know,
yes.
in those situations.
Yes. It was game two against the Magic.
Cool. Mm.
And let's see. What was the final in that one without Tatum? It was 109-100 was the final in that one. Now, again, that was the Magic, who were not nearly as good as the Knicks, but they at least, like, if you're trying to make the case for the Celtics, they have done it before. But I don't know; it'd be tough to bet Boston in this situation for me. I actually bet the Cavs yesterday. I was like, all right, good spot. They're at home. All their guys are gonna bounce. You know, their step up. They did not. They had no heart. I'm not so sure about the Celtics in this case. So Brad likes the Knicks.
We've got this game, by the way, 6 o'clock. We're going to play the game on 92.9. Thank you.
Okay, 6 o'clock here on 92. It's a preempting game today?
Yep,
okay,
6 o'clock.
Gotcha.
These playoff games rate, bro. I mean, they are working.
Look, here's the deal. I need somebody to be brave and schedule a playoff game at 1 o'clock.
Middle of the day.
It will rate.
We did get one. Didn't we get one? The Grizzlies, didn't they do?
It was the MLK
game.
Yeah,
it was early this year with the pregame.
We got that. We got the one. But we need. I'd like to have more, you know?
Oh.
Or we could have playoff games like Abu Dhabi or something. Yeah.
It's funny. I was in Chicago last week, and it was weird being – I was in their programming meeting, and they were talking about weather for like an hour. I'm like, what the hell? And, of course, it's because baseball during the day, they have to make plans when that – because there's no dome on there. And then those hosts – and that's the living right there, man.
Yeah.
Stay
yeah,
away. Cubs city. Play. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Next one.
Yeah.
Game two. Golden State Warriors on the road at Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota can close it out. Up 3-1. Minnesota minus 10.5.
Yeah, a lot of points again. Jimmy Butler and his whining ass going to play. I think that there's too many points here, and it'll be within the margin. I think Timberwolves close it out, but I'm going to take the Warriors plus 10.5 for Jimmy B and the Warriors.
Brad has not taken a favorite since COVID. It's unbelievable.
That's a lot of points. Right. Would you agree with me? I mean, 10.5 points on a closeout game.
He had two dogs, two favorites, I thought, last week.
Well, this is lined the exact same way as game two.
Yeah.
When it was 117-93. So I reason to believe that the Warriors will keep this. I mean, maybe they could.
No Curry, that hurts. No Curry hurts.
I kind of think those guys are ready to go home. That's kind of what I feel like. Because Jimmy's pretending to be sick. You know, I mean, yeah, Kuminga go out there and get his 23 or whatever, but who else is going to do anything?
I'm less secure with this bet than the other one. I will say that I feel like this is they could phone it in and it's over, or they could just we're going to compete and stay in this thing. But this is a tough. What do you think, Jason? And what's this game look like to you with the Warriors?
I mean, I think if I was a betting man, I'd be tailing you at this point,
yeah.
Just because the hot thing seems to be. One of the best edges you can get, if there are any edges whatsoever.
And this bit flipped on its ass. What
it's doing is showing us how it always washes out. You know, you had a bad year last year. Now you're having a good year. Even for a bad gambler, bad better, luck can hit you, and you can go on a hot streak. I mean, that's what we thought, and it's being borne out.
Yeah. Yep.
But in a weird way, I want you to keep winning, because I don't think our listeners are they're smart people. They're not going to keep. They're not going to keep fading you when you're this red hot.
Right.
No, they're discerning. Then they, you know, if they're actually gambling.
Last night we had a betting expert, at least as far as I'm concerned, say there was no way, right, that you were right about the Pacers last night.
Heart of a champion, man.
But and then Brad was. He just looks at the game cast, and the right pick comes out right now.
I was thinking about Rick Carlisle a little bit. Rick Carlisle.
You did say championship DNA.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So right now, you don't touch him. He's sizzling.
That's Jim Carrey looking ass.
If I was a betting man, I'd be tailing.
I get it. No, you're right. Hot hand, brother. Hot hand.
That's it.
Yeah, it's right going to go cold at some point here.
Well, I've been looking for that.
We're running out of time.
Yeah.
We got
a little bit to go, and it's going to be a hairy playoffs if we, you know, if you get like a Timberwolves and an OKC series, and you get a Pacers and a Knicks.
Yeah, cut these lines down a little bit. That'll help.
I like the Knicks out of all these teams right now.
The good news is that, yes, you've been betting the Knicks and Pacers exclusively in this round, and they are playing each other in the next one.
That's right.
So you can't bet both.
Cutting your nuts off now, Brad.
You'll have to pick one. And so that's where it gets tough. But there you have it. If you're fading Brad, forget it. If you're tailing Brad, you would have New York Knicks plus 4.5 and Golden State plus 10.5. So the underdogs tonight.
There you go.
All right, we'll come back. There was an interview that G.G. Jackson gave. We talk about development. We talk about maturity. We talk about the future. There's an interview he gave that really, really disappointed me on that front. We'll talk about it when we get back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Yeah, so he was asked a question about, you know, it's something like the hunting players, right? And I guess Parsons did mention Jokic in that question. But what disappointed me about Gigi is that he singled out in the midst of this conversation two of the greatest players that have ever played the sport. Two of the greatest, by the way, both of whose teams are still playing in the playoffs, both the Denver Nuggets and the Golden State Warriors. All three of those guys, actually. Isaiah Joe's playing too for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Gigi didn't play at all this year. Didn't play, like, was not a relevant rotation player whatsoever. I was disappointed he showed some growth if he just said, yeah, of course, you know, we got guys that we, you know, see in the film and, you know, we know like where to look for our matchups, who to hunt, who not to go after, you know, but yeah, that's definitely a part of what we do every day in film. The fact that he named, like, it just kind of shows a lack of awareness to me. Like, he's not where he needs to be, because this is crazy. Like, why is G.G. Jackson talking about Nikola Jokic? Why is G.G. Jackson talking about Steph Curry? Like, brother, you are not in the same weight class. You can't even play on this team with the Grizzlies. They got swept in 4 games. You weren't even playing when everybody got hurt. So I just kind of found it disappointing in that direction. Like, he's not there yet. He's not there yet. If he's calling out Jokic and Steph and guys that are still playing the playoffs as pigeons, like, by name, it to me says, Jason, he's not there yet.
Yeah. I mean, the question that he was asked singled out star guys that are really good offensively, and so you're trying to work them. And so he was led down that road, it felt like to me.
He was led a little bit.
I mean, Jokic was even mentioned.
Yeah.
And so, and that's the issue, is that you have here's what you're getting at. You have a follower in Gigi Jackson. He's young. He's 20 years old.
You can gas him up.
And he's been on this show a couple times now, and they're inviting him back. And what Gigi's got to realize is there's a reason they're having you on, bro, is because, quite
you'll
frankly,
say crazy stuff.
You're transparent right now. You're even using the terminology that you guys use to label
pigeons,
right, who you're going after. He could have answered this question without using the terminology in the pigeon. And then you put that out there, and then, yes, you're getting that. You're going to hear that. Folks are going to hear that. They're going to say, that's disrespectful.
Yep.
He didn't have to use the terminology that the Grizzlies use, but he doesn't know any better. He's naive. Remember this guy. It was just a couple of years ago, because last year this season was essentially a wash. He was getting on with Shaq and telling Shaq, I can't believe I'm on with you right now. I mean, that's who G.G. Jackson is. He's he's 20. He's still a kid.
Yep.
I mean, he just turned 20 in December, so we're only a few months removed from him literally being a teenager. And there's still so much of that in him. He's excited to be on the show. He's excited to be getting questions, man. And I think in that excitement, he wants to answer honestly and do a good interview that's going to be interesting and give Beadle and those folks what they want. Don't get me started on that show. Remember what Chandler? What were Chandler and them saying about? Remember, we were just on this show.
They said
they're talking about Jod needs a change of scenery.
Oh yeah,
because Memphis is ruining him or something lines.
Exactly,
yeah. I know about the streets of Memphis.
Yep.
Just, I mean, so the quality of the show is one thing, but that's my point. Is they're bringing Gigi on for a reason, man? Because he's gonna give him the goods.
Yep.
And talk terminology and they understand, man. They wouldn't be getting this out of veteran players who are not going to disrespect or allow you to put them in a situation where they're, I would say, unintentionally, man, like, because the kid's naive. He didn't mean to send shots out to – he didn't. But when you say the terminology we use, brother, that's what's coming. It's disrespect coming from you.
Yep.
So he got led into this.
He did.
Like a sheep, basically. And he fell for it. And I hate that for him. It's going to be a part of the process. They clearly believe in this dude. He signed two-way, right? When they drafted him, he's over to standard contract.
Yes.
Now. I mean, they want him to come. But this, to your point, is there's a maturation, a professionalism that has to happen.
Yep.
Some of this, John, you figure this stuff out on your own. in the locker room, right? Because maybe it was a reporter that comes to you and he's asking you certain questions, and you find out privately, it's between you and that reporter. You say, you know what, this reporter's getting stuff out of me he doesn't need to be doing. You learn that coming up, right? Well, this is podcast, interview, public style, and we're watching Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you the Grizzlies or somebody over there had something to say, right, about how this could come off.
Yep.
If they don't want to talk to him, or want to talk at him, or don't want to talk, whatever, however that saying goes, don't want to talk. Hey, Gigi, this doesn't come off good. This comes off as disrespect. Somebody's got to explain that to him because you're watching this kid, you know, day by day.
Yep.
Lack the professional. I mean, we saw that this year when he had to be sent down to G League. Now that was more about on the court, but we know, you know, there's things happening off the court too. Just speaks to how naive he still is.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, I'm not trying to crucify the guy.
I hold it more against Chandler and them, man. Lou, those dudes are vets. And you and was it Lou and that like stepped said, in
yes,
and said,
Lou.
"Hold
yes.
on, dude, yes. you might be the pigeon."
It was
to
Lou.
Me that was almost in his cool way of doing it to try to be
like,
comfortable.
Hey,
him
relax.
Saying, "Stop, bro.
No question.
Stop, bro."
Yep.
Because this is going to come off as that. And they probably know this kid is a good kid. He's the son of like a preacher.
Right.
You know, he's a good kid. And so I point more towards them. They know what they got in this 20-year-old kid, a guy who's got the goods and probably going to say it. They're taking advantage of that.
Now, that's fair.
Yeah, Gigi got to grow up and be more professional.
Yeah.
But getting used like this and then hearing about it, radio came on, John Martin got on him. One of my teammates called me. In addition, I got to go in the front office. They said this isn't a good look. It's going to be part of the process.
You're right.
But that
I was just hoping it was further along, right?
Of course.
Because we're going into year three now.
Well, and we did the thing where and I what I've wondered is this: because they fired Taylor, because we don't know how they were handling Gigi every day. But is Gigi chalking up this wash of a year that started by injury, by the way, out of his control, but then where he showed some, you know, unprofessionalism, whatever you want to call it, you know, dogged it against Miami, gets sent down. Is he putting that on Taylor Jenkins?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did me wrong, as opposed to, nah, bro, that's part of the maturation process. And frankly, some of the questions before the draft on you that have got to be worked through.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if he's chalking that all up to a coach who had it out for me and he didn't learn a thing. It would be my concern there. And again, I mean, he's just eager, man, to be something in the NBA. And so when somebody, a show calls him, says, hey, come on, he's going to do it. In this case, he said too much.
Exactly.
But they knew he would do that. They took advantage of it.
But I think somebody needs to get to Gigi and say, hey, you know, if you're going to do this, like, you got to be extremely, because again, it's just like, it doesn't help you. It doesn't in any way.
You never talk locker room and terminology.
Yeah.
Like, the vets know that pretty quickly. Somebody's got to talk to them. The fact that you're using the pigeons thing that would, you know, was mentioned what, once by Ja after a game that we just thought that was something cool from Ja. At least I did initially. That's the terminology. They need to do that because, again, it's going to come off as disrespectful when it's being applied to the guys that Chandler Parsons was asking him about.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So, anyway, very interesting, little interaction there, interview from Gigi.
He probably shouldn't go back on this show.
Would not be sad.
Remember, they dogged and said Ja doesn't need to be here. So, yeah. You got to remember that, Gigi.
All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. We'll talk to him about EYBL, the event this week, his team, who he's got, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.5 ESPN.
Coach Norton Hurd IV is the Team Thad program director and coach. Got a very important week coming up. Nobody knows it better than him. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball for 2025. It's part of the reason why his phone's going to be blowing up this week. All the college coaches calling him, saying, Hurd, what we doing this weekend? But Hurd's got a coach. He's got to coach a team, Team Thad. Again, session 2 of Nike EYBL is this week. Follow Hurd on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. Just so we've got it out of the way officially, he's Mitchell High product and Walker Homes finest. And on this beautiful May 14th, how are we feeling, Coach, here a couple days before y'all start session 2 of the EYBL?
Jason, we're feeling pretty good. 48 hours away. It's a lot of excitement, a lot of teams and officials and personnel get here as early as tonight, tomorrow, and some of the last practices and shoot around. So it's feeling good. It's really exciting. It's a lot of work, kind of like, you know, the holidays. You're really excited about it, and there's a lot of work putting into the moment, but you kind of be ready for it to, you know, be here and gone also with all the joy.
Is it 6-2 or 6-2-ish that Team Thad's gone and previously in the two sessions, previous EYBL sessions we had last couple of years?
Yeah, we usually, when they do four games, we usually have been going like 3-1. But but for the last 2 years, we won the three programs, and you know, Nike history that we have went 4-0 and won the session. So last year we went 4-0 during the live period in Indy, and 2 years ago we went 4-0 during the live period in Phoenix. So the live period might be on our side that we play some of our best basketball. See, so hopefully,
That's where I was going. Was that the difference between previous years, at least with these sessions here in Memphis? You just pointed out it was in live period in other places. Is that now you've got Memphis, as you've pointed out previous couple of weeks, we know how big it is now. You've educated us, but it's the live period. And so that was my you've had great success when these college coaches are sitting around, you know, dissecting your guys, watching your guys, where some of these prospects might feel, hey, I gotta turn up here. Bill Self's here, Bruce Pearl's here, so let me turn up because they've offered me. You've managed to keep your team's head, and you guys have played really well in these situations.
Oh no, for sure, it been pretty good. And you know, with a 17U kid, you know, they usually want to do really good around the coaches. I think it had been preparation. I think it had been culture. I think it might even been, you know, the scheduling was good. But whatever reason, we were able to, you know, go 4-0. And we have a tough schedule this weekend, and home has some advantages, Jason, but it is for me, and I ain't going to say me and my staff, you know, it has a little disadvantages because we were in Indiana and we were in Phoenix. We know we can solely do our regular routine. We get the kids we want to. Like, you know, as much as we say, oh, we got to do the same routine, our wives, coaches' wives know they're in town, so they're going to call them for something. You know what I'm saying? Or Bailey's going to want from knowing if I'm in Phoenix or Indianapolis, you got to stick with the regular routine. So, you know, just everyone being focused and not, you know, being caught up with any, you know, if it's a family issue, it's like they know you're out of town, but now you're in town with it. Although, and they got to realize this is just as, like me being out of town is just as important.
In terms of the, you know, the players that will be here, I assume, you know, you never know, but Tyron Stokes is the number one player in the country. He just canceled or rescheduled a visit to Kentucky, so it opens up his schedule. If he's here, like, is he a kind of guy that, like, you'll see and it just hits you that he's an absolute stud? Like, you know, some of these guys it does and some of these guys it doesn't. Will it be obvious to anybody watching Tyron Stokes how good he is?
Oh, yeah, it is so right off the meters. And the fun thing about the EYBL, John, you'll probably see 10 to 15 of those type of guys throughout the whole, you know, 17. You just going to just jump off your meters like, oh, my, this guy deserves to be, you know, potentially body-wise in the NBA right now. So me and Jeffrey went through on Monday because he wanted me to educate the people, and he pulled up ESPN, and it was like, 9 out of the 10 ESPN top 100 will be here this weekend. This man out of top 20, 7 out of top 100, you know what I mean? And so he went through 1 through 20 almost and like 9 out of the 10 because I was letting them know who they played for would be right here in this event this weekend.
How does this class compare? I think we've had Cooper Flagg. We've had, you pronounce it better than I do, Dibonsta last year. I think those were the last 2 years. Is John's man Stokes on that level? And how does this class compare, you know, as a whole nationally, the previous two?
Man, every year, top player is going to be pretty much. So, yeah, you got Tyron Stokes, you got Brandon McCorr. So they're right there on them same type of levels. You know, although Cooper Flags and A.J. Scott, him awesome, some bad boys too, right? You know, in hell, right? But Tyron is a kid that's been playing because of his athletic ability and because of his body. He's been playing 17U since eighth, ninth grade, and that's hard to do. That's hard to do it. Yeah, and he went to the championship 2 years doing it. So his freshman year, he played with Vegas Elite. They go to the championship and lose the takeover. Then last year as a sophomore, he played for Oakland Soldiers with AJ, and they go to the championship and lose with the Boosers. So he has played and started and been a major role on the team since he was, you know, ninth grade and then went to the championship. So he done some incredible stuff, man, for his high school career.
All right, there was some other news from guys that you know and love. LeBaron Filon, one of my favorites. He said he is done with college, man. He is off to the NBA draft. It's official. He's staying in. I think he's an NBA guard, Heard. I think he's going to make an impact immediately wherever he goes. What's the future hold for our man LeBaron?
Yeah, like I say, it wasn't a shock. I think they just reported today that he was staying in.
Yeah.
We kind of knew this about a month ago when he, you know, did the exit meeting with Alabama. The whole play was he was going to the NBA. It wasn't really playing around. He was getting some really, really good offers in college, and he was kind of letting people know that that's not, you know, he's a pro. And I'm with you, John. I think he can do it. I think he'll be a top 20 pick. I know his workouts have been phenomenal so far. So, yeah, he's a big-time player. Now, selfishly, you know, I would, but he can't risk it with the type of money he's making. I think he's so good. If he would have went back this year, he worked his way up from the last spot on the team last year, getting there a month before the school started because he was originally committed to Kansas. I think if he went back there, Mark Sears and them gone, everybody knows about him now. He's the best on the team, the ball in his hand from day one. I think he could come back and be easily a top 10 pick, right? And so, selfishly, I want that. But, you know, he'd improved enough. It's time to get working. Top 20 is great also.
Is OG Anunoby going to bring Team Thad a championship ring?
I think
as an alumni member?
So, if he do, John, I don't know if you know, it'll be the second one he brings. Jason, my bad. It'll be the second one. So he won that ring.
Oh, that's what am I talking about? Y'all won in Toronto. Yes.
Yep. So, you know, it'll be the second one. It's looking like that. Selfishly, I kind of want an underdog series against the Pacers and the Timberwolves.
Ugh.
Because this is the first time I have ever watched basketball in the last 10 years. And some of it didn't feel rigged. And that's why I think Anthony Edwards have took a step as the best young player in the league, because you sweep Kevin Durant, you go at LeBron, and I know that's not best for NBA ratings. I know if it was really rigged, that's not how it would be set up, right? They was prized for the Lakers to go to the championship this year. They were primed for things. And so the things he's doing – and when I'm seeing Denver and OKC, they're actually beating the number one seed. The thing that Indiana are doing right now, when I know they're nowhere near a big favorite in the NBA as far as money, I'm like, this feels real this year. It feels like the best, not the best team, but whoever playing the best that night actually will win. You know, it's been a few blowouts, but yeah, it ain't been that crazy. 40 points, you win today, I win today, every other game type of stuff. You know what I mean? And so
you like the underdog, like you were coming out of Mitchell High School when they were doubting you and they said, what's this man going to be? That you like the story of the dog. You relate to
it. I really do.
Yes, you do.
I really do.
That's
like
what you
like
were on the Under Armour circuit. Let's face it. You came up a dog.
Yeah.
Before you, sure. Before you, you know, you used to have the ball on that beer budget, you know, but now you got the whole, you got hors d'oeuvres now.
But
you got
Herd has not forgotten where you came from, I mean, that grind that got you to where you are, has he?
Oh, no. I got to pray about it, man. I'm a little nervous.
I said, give him the Pacers.
Well, you can't, once you go from a beer budget to a champagne budget, you don't want to go back to the beer budget, bro. Right? Like, you got to embrace what you have now. You got the resources. You got resources that you didn't have, you know. You got to use them to your advantage.
Well, I got a very important question for you, Herd.
Yes, sir.
I listen to you very closely when you're on with Jeffrey on Mondays because you drop tidbits every time just like you do here. Did you not say that Nike did something with a pop-out, whatever they call these things, for KD at session one?
Yes. They did.
Okay.
Pop out.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna try to connect some dots here, and remember that Ja does do an EYBL shoe, or he did last year. Would you expect? And I know you're a Nike guy now, and some of y'all get closed. You know, you get real tight lipped when it comes to Nike plans. But would you expect perhaps something similar with Ja and the EYBL shoe in session two here?
I would. If I was a betting and guessing man, I think every stop they're going to do a theme because Nike is so creative. Yep. And I think they're going to probably do a job thing here. And at some point, they'll send us an email. I mean, Nike is so valuable and it's so nice and it got so much swag that Nike literally would email us on Friday morning, like, we're going to have a pop-up shop from 3 to 6 this evening. And the line will be around the corner. It's going to sell out, right? And it's just, it's crazy, right? And so they did a cool thing with Durant. I think they're going to do a cool thing with Ja. I'm not sure who they're going to do in Kansas City because I remember we was in Dallas a couple years ago. They did something with Luka. Yeah, I do think that. And, you know, whether it's Ja, it's going to be some cool Nike theme because they like to do a theme every session.
I'm looking forward to it.
Let's see that. That's breaking news right there.
Yeah, but do you? I'm not trying to even put you on the spot like that, but, like, y'all, does your team, like, wear Ja's?
Yeah, well, our team, we're able to wear any Nike. Okay. So Nike actually sent us Bookers for Phoenix, and I'm chilling on myself because my team don't even know this, but they actually just sent us some Ja's, right, for this session. So some pretty cool EYBL exclusive ones. So, we played Team Durant, we still have on his shoes. We play Bradley Beal, like, so that has, anything to do with it. Yeah, no. We like Ja. We support Ja, all that good stuff.
And then you eat caviar afterward. It could not have happened to a better man. Walker Holmes' finest heard. Now let's go out there and go 4-0, right?
Man, we go give it all we have. We have a good matchup. We play Indy Speed's first game tomorrow night at 6. Five-star point guard is committed to Ohio State. You know, 11 o'clock that morning, we'll be playing in Memphis. Some will call a rival. We'll play Mocan. Then we have Lightning Thunder. So it'll be a big weekend.
Yeah. Herd, you're the best, man.
Pulling for you. I'll be there Friday night, brother. Yes, sir. Let's go get him. Appreciate you, Coach.
He is Norton Herd, the fourth. All right, a little pop-up. So what does a pop-up mean?
Said he expected it.
What does that look like?
Didn't they do one at the All-Star Weekend or something for Ja a couple years ago?
It was his launch. It was his launch of the shoe.
Go look at the KD one in Phoenix. So what it'll be is that they're going to throw this thing together. The shoe's going to be out there. There'll be a line. They just create buzz off the shoe. And he pretty much confirmed it. Ja did an EYBL version of the Ja 1. I'm sure there's an EYBL version of the Ja 2. Sounds like Team Thad's got them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess technically they'll be available or they'll be giving them out or whatever they do with these pop-outs. But there are plenty of shoe folks familiar with that.
I don't see anything about a pop-up specifically. I see that he pulled up with shoes. Kevin Durant did. So I assume, you know, Ja could do the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ja could just show up and hand out a bunch of Ja. Would it would still be Ja 2s, right? Or would it be Ja 3s by this point?
Ja 2s.
Okay.
They're still dropping Ja 2s. There are Ja 3s out for him.
Mm-hmm.
We saw them, right?
Right, yeah, he wore them.
But they're still dropping Ja 2s.
All right, so the Ja 3 drops this summer.
There you go.
And it does come with a price increase. So it's going from 120 to 130.
Yeah, some of the older ones go, you know, a little higher.
But you did not buy any of the Ja 2s, right?
I have not bought any, no.
And you don't expect to?
I still wear the ones. I wear the ones all the time. It's not like I'm boycotting.
No. You're not, because you did buy damn near every pair of the Ja 1s.
Yeah, three or four.
Do you think you can get back in with the Ja 3s?
I like the look of the ones he wore.
I do too. I like the look as well. I do. I think these look like, you know, they're learning, right? They're seeing what works.
We've gotten much sleeker here over since, and I'm wearing these big old fat ones. They're sleeker now. They look more like what I need to be wearing.
Yeah.
So the Ja 3 I would probably certainly purchase.
Yeah. It's the one he wore is a little funky for me, like the pink, you know, that's a little funky for me. I probably wouldn't do the pink, but it does feel like it's becoming more narrow, you know. Because the ones they had, the Ja 1s were just like fat mouth bass. Like,
yes, that was, yeah.
And they still kind of, I mean, that's when I play basketball, that's what I wear. But it's like, you know, I wouldn't say they're my favorite hoop shoes of all time.
Others. I don't know. It seemed like a couple of the versions were fatter than the others. Team Thad and them, they open play on Friday at 6:30. This is all at the MSEC for those just catching on, the 16-court facility, Memphis Sports and Events Center. That's where the EYBL is going down. And that'll be Friday night, 6:30. The Team Thad tips off in the first of its four games. Heard sent me the schedule.
Gotcha.
He mentioned it. Indy Heat.
Gotcha.
Session 2, live recruiting period for college coaches, so the place is going to be packed. And I think I heard Nike's only, I think JJ told us, only $15. They're not gouging.
Right, no doubt.
Like these, some of these tournaments, these AAU places you go, going to charge you $100 for a weekend pass, $40 for the day with, you know, crazy stuff.
Yes.
Nike's not doing that, so should be fun times.
The best hoop and shoes I ever wore, actually, believe it or not, were LeBron Lowe's. I don't remember which year, but, man, I just loved hoop. They were so comfortable. They were so good. I never had any issues in them. They fit great. They felt great. LeBron Lowe's, of all the shoes, which it feels like nobody wears LeBron's. It feels like nobody, you know, for him to be the superstar he is, like, have you ever been compelled to buy a pair of LeBrons?
No, Bane wears them, except when he's playing. Bane wears them. Yeah. Well, I think there's plenty of players wear LeBrons.
You have some KDs, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah, old.
You got, yeah. You don't have to
haven't bought any KDs recently.
You got KDs, you got Jaws.
Yeah.
What else you got? Signature.
I mean, tennis shoes, that's about Signature. Pennies.
You
I
got some
the foams.
Yep,
yeah,
the foam.
I got some foams. One pair, I say, right. To keep clean.
The rest is New Balance and Monarchs.
Yeah, might have a pair of Air Force Ones in there.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's not a terrible collection.
Again, man, I kind of graduated.
Yeah. Now it's all CJ.
Well, I'm playing deacon half the time. Mm-hmm. Not playing.
Deacons
I'm actually a deacon in church, as yeah. I've told you. And so I'm not wearing tennis shoes there typically.
What are you wearing?
Well, the other day I had my Gucci's on. I was real
sick. Oh, the deacon's wearing Gucci's.
I only brought them out. Yeah, got up feeling good, and I said, I'm going to give God my
Pass
best
the collection
I'm gonna,
plate.
I'm going to wear these Gucci shoes that I've only worn one other time to Chappelle and Chris Rock. I figured God is just as big an event, it needs to be for me.
That's right.
As Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle were. And so I said, I'm going to give him Gucci today.
That's right.
I'm going to put on my Sunday best.
Right? That's right.
Yeah.
Now, can I, as a... You know, if I were a constituent.
Now, they are Gucci tennis shoes.
Of your church, I would ask, are you using the money from the collection plate to buy Gucci shoes?
No, I make sure I go out of my way, and they know I'm an honest man anyway. I never do such thing. But I count the money. It's actually my month to do that.
The treasurer.
Tithes and offerings. We count it up right there in the open, in front of everybody.
Got it.
You know, so there's none of that going on in the new.
Yeah, I like.
And see, it was that added me thinking that's what happens in church that kept me out of church for so long.
Right.
So again, want to address.
Well, I don't
that
want
that's
my
not
deacon wearing Gucci
here.
Shoes.
It's not happening here. Gifted from his wife, bro. Didn't even go out there. Didn't.
That's
use
what I would
it.
Say. That's
gifted
what I would
from
say.
His wife
you.
Years ago. Gifted. There, but there's some of that. But that's what kept me out of the church for so long.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of good in there
for sure
that I should have gone in earlier for.
See,
so that at what you just said.
No, it's not.
I'm rebuking that. That does not go on everywhere or even predominantly.
See, when I go to church, I don't want to get gifted.
Are there some folks?
I want to get lifted.
Taking out the plate.
You know, your church, I get gifted. I want to go to church to get lifted.
Right. Well, yeah. Again, God loves a cheerful giver. You are clearly not that. God still loves you though.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Deacon Gucci shoes.
A cheerful giver.
Deacon Gucci shoes over here.
God loves a cheerful giver.
All right, we'll come back, wrap it up, Jason and John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I know you're trying to piss me off. The Mipo Music Fest, October 3rd through the 5th. I know it's a ways away, but we're just trying to get it on your mind, right?
Yeah, don't procrastinate.
It's coming. Radiance Amphitheater, Memphis Botanic Garden in Memphis. Widespread Panic, Father John Misty, Flaming Lips, Galactic, Lucas Nelson. We're going to have a ton of some of the best artists in the game right here in Memphis, October 3rd through the 5th.
I'll be out there for that Mavis Staples. What you know about her, John?
The goat.
Show me how it works. Now, that's that. You got to go way back to know what I'm talking about with Mavis Staples. Show me how it works.
She has a new album, by the way, like that she just released.
How about that?
It's pretty good.
Thank so we'll be able to get the old and the new down at the Mempho Music Festival. She'll be down there. Far Side as well. Puddles Pity Party. We've got a long list. And, again, family fun. They're going to do a silent disco all day, all night. If you haven't seen a silent disco or been a part of it, it's a lot of fun. Looks a little crazy until you're part of it. Then you just fall in. Everybody's having fun. Also, complimentary VIP parking with the VIP experience. Do $100 in Mempho bucks for food, drinks, and merch. A spot in the swanky VIP lounge. So you can do it up. Single day, 2 day, and 3 day tickets. On sale right now. Here's the web address. Memphofest.com. MemphoFest.com. As John said, this is October. We're planning ahead. 3rd through the 5th. Should be a good time at the Radiance Amphitheater at Memphis Botanic Garden in Memphis, the Mempho Music Festival.
All right, so two games tonight in the NBA playoffs, Knicks Celtics, and then closeout. I'm obviously rooting for the closeout. Three units. Nice to come back home to Papa. We could use that. We got some things coming up. We got Disney coming up. We got a DC trip coming up. We got Summer League coming up. We need some money. All right?
Yep.
So we need some more and some more and some more. So looking forward to these two playoff games tonight. You know, what kind of response do the Celtics have in them without Tatum? You know, how much heart do they have? Cavs didn't have any, down 3-1. They've never won a championship, though. They've never even been close to a championship without LeBron. So I do think there is a better chance that the Celtics respond, especially at home, right? Like those guys like Pritchard and Derek White. Like I see those guys probably playing really well tonight. But
their X factor in all the games versus the Knicks this year was Porzingis.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're getting nothing because we have this mysterious health condition
in the
minutes.
Yep.
It's really hurt them in a way that probably isn't being talked about enough.
Yeah. I don't know that they should be 4.5-point favorites. I think that's probably a bit much, but I do think they find a way to win tonight would be my guess. It's going to do it for us tonight. Today. Thanks, of course, to Norton Heard the Fourth. Thanks to Josh Pasher for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.